Dr. Pinsky with a female IME. I'm Brenda Hall, H-A-L-L, hyphen Johnson. Brenda Hall Johnson is a 52-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/11/18. But on that occasion, she fell down steps while leaving a patient's home. But they were wet and slippery. But as a result, she believes she injured her head, neck, back, and other parts of her body. But she also claims to have been injured again in 2021. Apparently, she rolled a patient for whom she was caring on the bed and injured her back once more. Period. She did go to the emergency room after the injuries, believing she injured all of her body. Period. She underwent further evaluation, but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Period. She did undergo surgery at L4, L5, and S1. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Hall Johnson filed a claim petition alleging she sustained a slip and fall off-site while at work on 1/11/18. Period. As a result, she claimed neurologic, comma, head, comma, lumbar, comma, cervical, comma, right shoulder and arm, comma, ribs and right leg injuries. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Virtua Health on 1/11/18, where she underwent x-rays of the right tibia and fibula. Period. They showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. These were ordered by physician assistant Magassiny, M-A-G-A-S-I-N-Y. Period. On 1/15/18, the petitioner was seen at Virtual Occupational Health. Period. She stayed 4 days ago. She fell at a client's house down 8 stairs. Period. She was seen in the ER where testing was done. Period. She had a normal CAT scan of the brain and no fractures seen on the right side of her body. Period. She was prescribed Valium and Norco from the ER. Period. On this visit, she was rendered diagnoses of acute right injury to the head, right shoulder, upper arm, hip, and right knee. Comma, post-concussion syndrome, comma, for which she was prescribed cyclobenzaprine and placed on limited activities. Apparently they noted the results of diagnostic studies, paired CAT scan of the cervical spine showed no fracture or facet subluxation, comma, CAT scan of the head was normal, comma, CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was normal, comma, x-rays of the femur, tibia, and fibula were normal. Period. She followed up on 115. Scratch that. She followed up on 123/18 and was issued another diagnosis, comma, post-concussional syndrome. Period. She was referred to neurology / spine for further evaluation of her head, neck, and back. Period. In paragraph on 2/1/18, she was seen by neurologist Dr. Sharitz. Period. He ascertained she had been employed by the Samaritan House as a home health aide for the past 15 years. Period. She denies prior work injuries, except for a mild strain to her back several years ago from which she recovered. Period. She had no motor vehicle accident-related injuries reported. Period. She did suffer from hypertension and kidney stones and had undergone ureteral stents for the stones. Comma, C-section, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, and lumbar surgery at L4-5 due to wear and tear. Period. She described the incident of 1/11/18 when she slipped and fell on the stairs. Period. She was dazed but did not have loss of consciousness. Period. She then went to WorkNet, who advised her to go directly to the emergency room. Barrett underwent evaluation there and then followed up with occupational health. Care Dr. Sharitz learned of her numerous subjective complaints. Period. After evaluation, he diagnosed mild CNS concussion without documented loss of consciousness and a cervical musculoskeletal injury without a radicular component. Period. He wrote orthopedics will address her neck, back, and leg issues. Period. Her prognosis for further functional recovery from the concussion is excellent based upon her examination, common good health, and imaging. Period. He recommended self-help measures, including forced hydration with sports drinks, comma, applications to the head 3 to 4 times a day, comma, and as best she can, walking once she's been evaluated by orthopedics. Period. She was going to contact Dr. Sharitz on 2/5/18 with an update. Period. On 2/9/18, she returned to the office, and her concussion symptoms were considerably improved. She had no significant head pain in the past several days. Period clinical exam was normal. Period he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurologic standpoint and cleared her to return to work from that perspective. Period. On 3/22/18, Dr. Sharitz wrote a note after evaluating ophthalmologic findings from optometrist James Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N. Period. Prescription was issued for glasses, quote, not due from accident, period, end quote. The relevant diagnosis included, quote, visual field defect nonspecific, period, end quote. A recheck of visual fields in a month was recommended. Period. Dr. Sharitz made no further neurologic recommendations for Ms. Johnson with regard to the work event, period. The orthopedic issues, as noted, had been deferred to Dr. Lipschultz. Period. New paragraph on 2/5/18, she indeed saw Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. He learned she had a history of L4-5 fusion in 2016. Period. Clinically, he found she had a cervical sprain and strain with right shoulder tendonitis, as well as multiple contusions and sprains over the right hip and lower extremity. Period. He wanted her to get involved in an aquatic therapy program and placed her on medications. Period. On 2/22/18, he noted she made significant improvements. Period. She was ambulating with a normal gait, and she was able to extend her knee. Period. Cervical range of motion was full, but right trapezius discomfort was improved. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the right shoulder and wanted her to transition from aquatic to land-based therapy. Period. On 3/15/18, she reported she was doing great and her knee and shoulder were better. Period. She had good shoulder range of motion and good knee range of motion and was ambulating comfortably. Period. She had been discharged from Strive Physical Therapy as having met all goals. Period. She told him that the neurologist referred her to an ophthalmologist due to her visual issues. Period. From an orthopedic standpoint, he cleared her for full duty, and she was to take Motrin as needed. Period. Dr. Lipschultz's physician assistant wrote one more note on 4/5/18. Period. She had full range of motion of the right shoulder and knee and ambulated with a non-intelligent gait. Period. Her neurovascular status was intact and she had no instability of the right upper or lower extremities. Period. She was discharged from care to return on an as-needed basis only. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. From the outset, she focused on her complaints, including how she has no life and she is depressed. Period. She stated the injury took a toll on her that is not fair. Period. She brought with her a new cane and had other displays about her hair, jewelry, etc. to be inserted here. appeared from the outset. She grunted and sighed while changing positions. Appeared while laying supine. She stated she could not and cursed due to the pain. Appeared she relates that she sleeps in her recliner. Period. She couldn't lie supine for greater than 30 seconds. Period. She had a very melodramatic and exaggerated presentation. Period. She did not provide any eye contact. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the shoulders was markedly limited on an active basis, with her grunting, whining, and screaming. Period. Bilateral shoulder abduction was 100 degrees, comma. Flexion right 80 degrees and left 115 degrees. All with tenderness. Period. Right shoulder adduction was full with tenderness, but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left elbow flexion strength, but was otherwise 5-5. Shoulder maneuver is normal. And I forgot to insert neurologic and head sections. That will be normal. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished along the right hamstring as well as the left leg globally. Peripheral pulses and soft tissue and soft touch sensation were intact. Good manual muscle testing was performed with outward grunting. Period. Quadricep strength on the right was 5-5, and on the left 4-5. Volitionally limited. Period. Right hamstring strength was 4+5, but strength was otherwise 5-5 bilaterally. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Spine cervical. Active extension was full to 60 degrees with tenderness. Period. Left rotation was 65 degrees, comma. Side bending right 20 degrees and left of 15 degrees. Period. Flexion and right rotation were full without discomfort. Thoracic. She was tender in the upper thoracic area, paravertebral musculature, bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with an exaggerated limp on the left, using what looked like a new cane in her right hand. Appears she was able to stand on her heels and toes with support. Appears she changed positions in a very slow, dramatic fashion and screamed as if in pain. Appears she could squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period inspection revealed healed surgical scarring posteriorly. Period there was a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1 inch each in length. Period there was also a transverse 1/2 inch scar on the left paramedian area just superior. Period. She did have preserved low dotted curve. Period. She's actively flexed to 20 degrees, extended to 5 degrees, comma, and bilateral side bent to 20 degrees, all with verbal complaints of tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation was full but associated with marked tenderness, consistent with the positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Palpation elicited global superficial complaints of tenderness, sparing only the left graded trochanter. Period. The rest of that area is normal. We'll go up through supine. Straight leg raise maneuvers were limited due to her claimed intolerance to laying supine. Period. She had markedly positive trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 1/11/18, Brenda Hall Johnson slipped and fell on stairs at a client's home where she was working. Period. She did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen at the emergency room and underwent numerous diagnostic studies that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She followed up at occupational health and was initiated on conservative care. Period. She then was seen neurologically by Dr. Sharitz. Period. In short order, her symptoms of concussion resolved, and he cleared her for full duty. Perry, she also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 2/5/18. Period. He also treated her conservatively. Period. Both of these providers learned she had a history of L4-5 fusion in 2016. Period. However, she currently denies having any problems or injuries with the affected body parts from the subject event. Period. There were some signs of symptom magnification while being treated. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Ms. Hall-Johnson displayed numerous signs of symptom magnification and functional overlay that will not be repeated here in total. Period. In short, she made odd noises and facial grimacing as well as screamed as if in severe pain due to minor active motion and changes in position. Period. She had superficial tenderness throughout the lumbosacral spine area. In the absence of spasm, she had positive trunk torsion and Huber test that are pathognomonic for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neurologic system, comma, head, comma, lumbar or cervical spine, comma, right shoulder or arm, comma, ribs and right leg. Her subject to complaints are extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from more than 5 years ago. Period. Despite that long period of time transpiring, she alleges her symptoms are worse now than when they first began. Period. End.